Mayoral challenger John Davis says he is not a gambler. In all his 73 years, he doesn't recall having won anything from a coin toss.
I think I won a bottle of aftershave lotion at the carnival one time, throwing horseshoes or something.
But tonight, Davis's hopes for a political career will come down to the flip of a coin. That's how Idaho law says ties in municipal elections will be resolved. Davis says he's not nervous. He doesn't actually care if he becomes mayor or not. Incumbent Mayor Don Bowden didn't respond to repeated requests for an interview. But Mary Yeaman did. She's Albion's city clerk, and by law, she'll toss the coin and declare the winner. That seemed like a lot of pressure at first.
For right now, I've just decided that whatever happens, happens, and I'm not really responsible. Probably before the coin toss, I might be a little nervous.
Are your hands going to be okay? Are you going to be able to catch it?
I actually think I'm just going to let it land on the floor. I don't think it'll bounce too much.
The law doesn't say she has to catch it. In fact, it doesn't dictate any of the details. An Albion citizen has volunteered a silver half dollar for the occasion. Yeaman has an Idaho state quarter in case he forgets. Challenger John Davis expects a lot of people to come watch, since the coin toss has been the talk of the town.
People are supporting me or telling me they hope I win, and they're going to bring me their special two-headed coin, et cetera, et cetera.
Is it exciting? I don't mean to say that there's nothing going on in Albion, but is it kind of a...
Oh, you're right. There's nothing going on in Albion.
Mary Yeaman says she doesn't leave anything in her life to chance, and she'd never make an important decision by tossing a coin. But she says she can't think of a better way to settle a tie race because another election would be too expensive. Reporting from Boise, Idaho, I'm Adam Cotterell.